We heard about the reason I gave him a mitzvah, and that there would be no chi about reason to do it the night before. So why do we do bedikah the night before? The Gemara answers, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Bishah Shabnei Yad Metziyim Bebateyim, Ba'er HaNer Yafal Bedikah. We do it at a time that people are home, and people are home at the time it gets dark, unless the lawyers are accountants. But normally people at least used to come home when it started to get dark. Ba'er HaNer Yafal Bedikah. So there's actually a machlokes why we need both reasons. The Gemara has here two reasons. One that Ba'er HaNer is Yafal Bedikah, and one that Ba'er HaNer is Bebateyim. So the Taz and the Yeshua say that Ba'er HaNer Yafal Bedikah is the reason to do it by night and not by day. That tells you it should be day or night. So Ba'er HaNer Yafal Bedikah tells you to do it at night. Now the question is, what hour of the day should you do it? So what hour of the night rather should you do it? You have to do it by night. What part of the night? So Bishah Shabnei Yad Metziyim Bebateyim, which is the Tchilat HaLaila. People tend to come home at the beginning of the night. They come home, they eat. Later they go out to the Beit Medrash again. So the first thing is telling you, whether you should do it by day or by night. And Bnei Yad Metziyim Bebateyim is telling you whether you do it, what hour of the night you should do it. The Tzlach says the opposite. The Tzlach says that the Ne'adim Mitzvim B'Bateyim is what tells you to do it at night and not by day. That's the reason to do it at night and not by day. Now what? I mean, in the early morning, people are home. Yeah, but some that everyone gets up at the same time. But it used to be when it got dark, all the family members came home. In the morning, not necessarily everyone was together. In the evening, everyone was together. He says, so what shot are and there you have to be Yafal Bedikah? So the Tzlach learned that it means Bishah that Ar HaNer is Matzui. People didn't have lights that were on all the time. But in the beginning of the night, Ar HaNer was Matzui. So that's why you do it at Tchilat HaLaila. Because then it's common that people have a fire lit in the house. So according to him, the Bnei Adam Matzuyim is the reason for, according to the Tzlach, it's the reason Bnei Adam Matzuyim is the reason for night and not day. And Bnei Adam Matzuyim and Ar HaNer is the reason for doing it in the beginning of the night. Once you're doing it by night, it's at the beginning of the night or not.
So you shouldn't have
the fact that you
have to do it at night
before
you, what time
in
the night you should have to do it
in
time?
Wouldn't that normally be the order of how you're going to hang out? You do the way the Gemara says it, because there it's being first. Okay, that's true. But according to Tzlach, you have to imagine that Ar HaNer Yafal Bedikah means that Ar HaNer is Matzui, which is also not to push the Taich.
Well, that's me.
My nafkamina, yeah, there's not too much nafkamina comes out. The only nafkamina would come out is Ar HaYayin just as good as Ar HaYayin. In the average day, is that as good as Ar HaYayin? Well, the Quaker to Yeshua and the Taz, a good day is not as good as a cancer. So Chazal set out to make their original takana. They said, use a candle. Candle's the reason to do it by night and not by day. According to the Tzlach, it's not so. It would only be out the candle or the light. You could have done it by day. You really would be out the candle. You could have done it in the middle of the day when it's nice and light out. But, because the light of the day is also good. But that, after the other Mitzuyim, they said do it at night. Once they said do it at night, what hour of the night? So it has to be when Ar HaNer is Matzui. That's the, but it's sicha that the Ar HaNer, I'm going to get to it later, the Gemara's going to learn out the Ar HaNer from the Masna, from the Drasha. But it's May to do Yafal of Dika, I think. I think everyone would agree, at least all the places I know, would agree that a flashlight is as good as the RNR. The Mylan RNR, you can get it into the Chorim Mestakim. So today, Bidika, we in my house use flashlights by Bidika. And I make the bracha, we light a candle, because by saw the candles for the diaries. But we don't do much with the candle, carried around. So it's not such a good idea to look under a mattress with a candle. So, certainly get rid of any hummus in the mattress, but that's the way you want it to last. I carry it out a little, eventually it goes out. What?
Just blow it out.
You get tired of carrying. Anyway, Ramesha did it that way. Ramesha used to make the bracha with a candle, but do the bdika with a flashlight.
And he didn't carry it with him all the time?
I don't know. I don't know for how long he carried it. I think it depends how many hands there were. You know, I can't carry the candle and didn't go to flashlight.
But you hold the candles.
Probably so. Held candles for many, many. You know, well, what's wrong? You could eat bagels and lox at the Leil Shabbos for the Suda too. What's wrong with eating? What do you have to eat yourself into? But certain ways, probably so. It's not a halacha. It's just the way we do things the way our parents did it for generations. So, thing we do, we use the candle to say, probably so. Use the candle to who knows what. So it's a bedika. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye Hilka Chaytzubim Rabbanan Leivistak Beidnei." Or it says a place in Nagi Arbeisa. Therefore, Talmakachim should not begin. I begin a sugya. Should not begin in the night of the 13th, going into the 14th. Dilma Moshchal Eishmaitzav Osman Luyei Minitzah. Maybe the Moshkele Shmaisa, his learning will slap us in the midst of it, he'll go into the night and he'll forget to do B'dikas Chametz. So two things. First of all, this is Machlekes HaPoskim, if you're allowed to learn for 30 minutes before Laila. Let's say hold Laila is, let's say hold Laila Shkia. So 30 minutes before Shkia, is it mutter to learn or is it also to learn? Is the Machlokes HaPoskim, I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's also. I believe the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, I think some of the Chok Yaakov who says that it's mutter, and I think Mishnah Berurah Paskin is that way. The Lashon of the Gemara is more mashma lesser, because look at the language. It says, don't learn Dilma Moshchol HaShmaitzer. Your learning might schlep. If you're talking Yetzir Tzadei Laila, it's not because your learning might schlep. It's because you're learning. That's what you're learning. That's what we're doing the Bika. So the idea of Dilma Moshchol HaShmaitzer is mashma that even beforehand, a person is not supposed to be learning, he's not learning a sugya in which he has evolved for the 30 minutes before. The Maisa, we can be makel because for that we can be Seinach HaRabbein HaTamznan. For that Chokka, for half an hour, so we can be Seinach HaRabbein HaTam. And now you all know what's in there. The time is mine. It's got lighter, much lighter. Well, the night, so you have to shkia, you can still learn because all the man is like a better time. It's not within a half an hour. The person could be making one of his learning.
It's also a fine learning. It is
also
still learn
better than this. No. Not as much as it's also, because the Gemara is still more because it might schlep, the sugi might schlep into the night.
And why is it such a that it's more difficult than the
the tzadah that's mutter is because we find by other halachas, like by marriage, you know, I'll tell you in a second, we find, the halacha is that when this man Kriyishma Balaila comes, you're supposed to say Kriyishma at some time. But if you're middle learning, you don't have to be paisik, you don't have to stop learning in order to daven Maariv, you can finish learning and then daven Maariv, like the minigun. By B'dikas Chametz, it says to stop learning. If you're not learning, you have to stop and do B'dikas. So the question is, why does the nafkamina between Arvid and Krishna show Arvid is their action? B'dikas Chametz, for most of us, is a Rabbana, we do B'dikas anyway. So why are you more machmir by the Dika than you're machmir on Kriyas Moshe libraries. But the answer is, like we said once, B'Shem B'Tan, that it's different. Kriya Shema does not Kriya Shema the whole night. It's not Kriya Shema the entire night. So, if you don't do it in the beginning of the night, you can do it in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, you can do it even like a come up till midnight. So that's the Kriya Shema. But the Dika, the Zman HaMitzvah is Kriya Shema. It's not that the Zman is the whole night. The Zman HaMitzvah is Kriya Shema. If you don't do it in the beginning of the night, if you do it at 10 o'clock, that's a B'di'evet. That's already B'di'evet. So the Zman HaMitzvah is Kriya Shema. That's the Zman that we're mistaken. So that's the Vard here in the Gemara. Gemara says, I'm by Yehilka. What's the Yehilka? How's it connected? Because the Gemara just said two reasons. He said, "Are they Yafal Abdika?" Plus, they have the Mitzvah of Bataylor. And what we just explained, what are the two reasons? One reason is why it's at night. And one reason why it's Tchila Shalayim. Why it's the beginning of the night. So that's the Hilkach. Since Lamaisa the Takan is to do in the beginning of the night, so Hilkach, by learning, the person has to place it. Even if you're middle learning already, the Gemara says, well, you shouldn't stop them beforehand, which is the chum, you don't have that Kriya Shema. And as long as it's Gnostic, the Hilkach is that by Kriya, that by, we're more Machni here because this man is Chilat Alayim.
What? What are you supposed to do with that half hour?
That's a good question. The Kriya should also say that you're not learning that half hour. So what do you do for the half an hour? You can suffer. It's a special suffer as well. I think to learn... What? Learn... I think things that are not mashcha, halachis tzareis, you're allowed to learn. Short halachis, you can't get to shulchan aruch. Like that, it's mashcha shmeitza, you're not allowed to learn. Because he himself needs a shayna. What? Well, each sheet is going to say it's a sheet, so... You say we, you know, it could be different people in this room. There's some people in this room are living a bit of time, some people are living at the garage, whatever minute you have is a good minute. I personally start, see, I don't have much choice, because if the davening, I daven by this man. But there are always the people who are coming to sell the chametz at the last minute. And then there are people who come and they have b'dika shaylus. I always have people asking shaylus. They didn't finish cleaning yet. Are they allowed to do b'dika later? Very strange thing. In their mind, first you clean the house, and you have the b'dika, which is going around with the kids. I tell people, so you make the bracha, and then you do whatever you have to do. Like they say, it's not the cash in the sink, or they still have to do whatever they have to do. Make the broth and then cash it a thing. You know, it's all part of the Vedika Tzadis, whatever you want to do. What? The very thing you have to do with the Vedika is to talk about.
Why are we worried about Shema that maybe you won't
do all night? By Kriya
Shema,
so I said Chazal, we're not questioning. They said they'll start learning. But if you're learning already, you can continue. Well, we're starting with Chalmi, even start learning. If there's a minyan kavua that a person generally davens with, he can rely on the minyan kavua. If a person only davens at 9:30, he can rely on it. That's any time then. What? Yeah, that's right. So it's Kriya Shema, but he gets different because that's the essence of the man. Lebedika? Bedika night? You have to do B'dika first, you can't start night service until you do B'dika. Do B'dika first. Okay? Alright, let's see Gemara Baita. By me name, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Alright, important Hibayah. Hamas Yibayah B'chadeh Reza'ar Ba'osa Ali Lisha. Who does the B'dika? Al Hamas Yibayah, do we say that the landlord has to do B'dika? Hamira Didayu. After all, the Seicher is moving in, he didn't bring in any Chametz. Aydoma ala Seicher Lizay, he served a Seikai. So we have here a major problem with the Sibayah, which come out every one of the Achrayim deals with. Yeshua, Bach, the Rishash, some Seicher, Basanas, Rochaman, all the Achrayim deal with the same major problem, which I would hope some of you would have come upon Afi Svara when you learned the Yibaya, that the two tzedakim of the Yibaya, the Chayra, should depend on the Machlaikis, Rashi, and Taisus, and Gafet, and Allah, which we started the year with. We started the year that why do you do Bedika? Taisus Shita was Shani Echlanim, so you might come to eat it. And Rashi Shita is because you'll be able to buy your love, buy your love. And we ask, I would do Bittle, but Iran said, Shomalai Yavaklanu Yafayo. But Rashi said, it's because of Bayi Rabbi Yimotzer. Taisus said, it's because of Shami Yachlanu. So Lachayr, anybody who looks at this Gemara sees the two Tzadim and Yibaya, Mamish, Rashi, and Taisus. The first Tzadim and Yibaya is Allah Master lived there, the Chamir of Yideyu. Didn't go according to the owner of the Chamis, which would fit with which Shita? Rashi Shita, because the one who's there by Bayi Rabbi, he's the one that's the Mephiyah to do the Dika. But Yomar Sechel lived there, Yisur, Rishu, Sekai. Or maybe the master's not there, the special is there. So maybe it depends on who's there. And that of course fits the Shita's Taisus, which is that it's Shami Aflanu. Shami Aflanu is the person who's there. So if you have a rabbi, let's say if you own chametz, which is in somebody else's rishus, so you, the person who owns the chametz is still over on. Yeah. He maybe does bittul. Shem levi v'chlani yafa. What? Why not that's so pashut. That's what we're going to discuss now. But this is the problem with this book here. Now, it's a bigger problem like Rashi than like Taisus for two reasons. First of all, Taisus B'chayra could say, Enochinami, the Gemara is Yibaya. The Gemara ends up like me. I'm a Seichel Mimdai. What's the problem? Taisus could have said that there's no problem, you're right, it's a two-sided Yibaya, but the Maskana is good with me. Rashi is the one who has a bigger problem because by Rashi the Maskana doesn't stem. The Maskana is Allah Seichelim. There's a second reason it's not so shvar by Taisus, because Taisus himself, in Taisus Al Hamaskir, really bavarns the cash. Because if you look at Taisus again, we said by Taisus that Shemi Aflanu, so we should do the Bedika. So look at Taisus Al Hamaskir lives like the Chamir Didei, who ain't the Father Shatam. You can't say since he's the one who does Bittul, he does Bedika, then Shein. Am I knock at Maskel like Haver B'Yadamah? That's what B'Yad Gimel. It's Chayav HaMaskel, May I Tamal Lizdai. According to you, if you're going to say that the one who does Bittul has to do Bedika, even on Yad Gimel, the Maskel should be Chayav. So what's the Tzad, the Maskel is Chayav, Mechaz HaFar Shri, the Chamir Didehu, the Chal Allah Chiyav Bedika Shah Achat Kadosh Shishchira, and he already had a Chiyav Bedika the first hour of Leil Yadalim, and the Meila, if he wants it afterwards, it's like Paka. And once he's required, the Chiyav doesn't come off. So Taisus here is bombarding what's Pshat laid him ala Master would say. Why should the Master, he won't come to eat it. But the Taisus is saying that it's a Svara, that if Shah Akas, you will even Bedika, so you remain before you for the rest of the time. So, like Taisus, we don't really have a big problem. Because Taisus will say, Allah Seichel is like Shtims with my Shita. Allah Master is because of this Svara that power of Yiv Shah. The major problem is with Shikas Rashi. So that whatever we're going to discuss to try to answer it, whatever Kedushim are going to come up, this is all in Shikas Rashi. But the Gemara says the Sechon has a Chiyav. Why does he have a Chiyav? Rashi teaches it, but his teach, Rashi explains why all the Sechon is like. He says Rabbanim gave him a Chiyav, and he says those Rabbanim gave him a Chiyav, and the Master did this already. But those reasons don't seem to be enough, because Rashi holds the reason you do Bedika Shem Alei Lechon Yosef. If that's the case, the Master should be Chayav and not Chayav. I said this to the Rabbanim. But if you hold Shemuel and the Yafa and the Sadi was, he didn't do Bittul Yafa. It could be like the Chshad might be a Chshad Rabbanah. But if it's true, then he's trying to do a bedika of by Rabbi Matan. So there are three basic mehalchim in this sugya. Each of the three has its own chidushim, and it's important for its own yisaida comes out. First, the Tzei Yeshua. The Tzei Yeshua, first he has a whole arichos lulei divrei Rashi. When he finally gets around to explaining Rashi in the big piece, the Tzei Yeshua, the Tzei Yeshua holds that you're over on Baal Yirah and Baal Yimasei, on Chametz, which is in your house, even if it's Hefker, even if you don't own it. If you have Chametz Shel Hefker in your house, the person who's living in the house is over on Baal Yirah and Baal Yimasei, and is Raya. The Yeshua says it again on Hei Amitei, as you say. The Gemara there dashes shalcha iyatarayah. It says layirah lecha chamet. You shouldn't see chamet as yours. Shalcha iyatarayah, aval atarayah shalachelu mishal gavaya. You're allowed to see chamet that belongs to other people. Mishal gavaya that belongs to hegdish. The Gemara does not say shal hefker. It says aval atarayah shal achelu mishal gavaya. So Vaisai Shal Hefker is okay, it is Bayira Bayimatsa. The Peshur Mechadish, that there's an Issa Bayira Bayimatsa on Hefker, Hefker Dikachamitz. And Memela, as soon as the master is Mevapu, the Seicher becomes Mechuyid in Bayira Bayimatsa, and he has to do the B'dik.
First of all, that's a very special Ramskari. You don't need to be there, right? Number two,
Vikul
according
to Rashi, the Vakafini Hefker, to solve the world, so it's our head. Okay, number one, Rashi says that to explain why the master is
Tafir, right? That's what I'm about to say. But
that is so, it's still half. That's Vikul
Sagi. Yeah, Vikul Sagi. And, the master, it's Hefker for the master also. For the master also.
That's right. So for Yeshua holds.
The master not be right from the side of the
So he says you are right.
The
Yeshua holds that if, not about anybody in his own house, it's a bittle. So that bittle, well, Rashi Shita Tavi has a key of Tashbisa, so he has a Tashbisa. A Lula is dead, the fact that it's Hefker alone would not be enough. Rashi's talking about if it's not in the house, it's not in the mask here. But the mask is enough, it's not in the house.
If it's Hefker, I'll
okay. Sorry. Whenever you make people, it becomes Hefker, which is not necessarily true, that she's just rational, but let's assume it is that way. So, but if it's in your house, you still have a field to study to buy you all by anyone. If it's by you, it helps what's not by you, but not what's by you. That's a pretty sure issue.
What about the step after that? Just because someone's in the problem doesn't make it Hefker, of course, right?
So that's a bit of a problem. The Peshul of Avar is it. I'm not sure how he answers it. So the confession is, we learned that Bittul Mekam Hefker is only true according to the Taisah Sheet. Rashi Sheet is that Bittul is not Mekam Hefker. And Yeshua says something to the effect that if you rent out a house, and you have a vassal, and it's in the other person's fence's house, the master certainly needs to be masked, he doesn't go back into the apartment. Like, under these circumstances, he doesn't mean that. Again, it's a chiddush. He brings the Teres Chaim when he says hold this way, that you're over on Hefker, that's in your house. And he brings from Yerushalmi, he brings Yerushalmi on that hay, but he brings Yerushalmi that the person who could be Zeicher in it, he's the one that said, no, by Rabbi Yamasa, they have. In other words, if it's in someone's house, being that he could be Zeicher in it, he's the one that's responsible for the chum. The nesivus, yeah.
Somebody has come into my house and
he's not good, you'll be out. That's the issue. You have to think it again. The what? That explains the side that Shvera Rashi. With Shvera Rashi, that the Chayyim Rabbi must say the master should be Chayyim. That it is that. That in the mask here, if he was not in the Vapu Yafi, he's talking to the Chayim Vayirah. But the Sefer has the biggest heel, because the Sefer, if the Bible was a good Bible, then it's not Mishayim Bayilah Bayimasa. Okay, that what you're saying is an important point. You have to understand what Yeshua is answering is not answering that the Maskil would still be Ezra Bayilah Bayimasa if he wasn't Mavapa Yahweh. What Yeshua is to guide is that the Sefer has a bigger Akbay as the Bayilah Bayimasa. Because then him, it's Shayim Bayilah Bayimasa. If it was a good, if it was a good thing. Well, the question is, the master was not good. If it's sad that he was not about the yafa yaf, and then he had no value, then the master would have a fee. What? If it's hefker, the other side is there not hefker. Yeah, they came both be chayiv. One of the other is chayiv. The likelihood is the sefer is chayiv. There's a possibility it wasn't maybe yavi yavi. And this is a Yeshua Shita. In the Makar Chayim, in the Sivis asks, this is in the Hagdamah of the Makar Chayim, it's in the top Lamed Aleph, where he stays. He brings down to Yeshua. And he's Matniya, what seems to be a bomb cash. So somebody here with him. Gemara says later on Bavon and Beis, Shnei Devarim Einam B'Shusa Shalmadam, Vazdan HaKosef Ki'imu Hein B'Shusa. It's the Pesach about Gemara says that Chametz is really not B'Shusa Shalmadam. Really, all Chametz is Hefker. Why? Because Yisurei Hanah, something no one could have any benefit from, is automatically Hefker. Anything, if you have Arma, all Arma's automatically happen, because no one, it has no value. You can't have ownership on something that has no value. So the Gemara says, Fili Chametz is Hefker. But Asar Nakasav Ki'imu Hei Meshusay. The Torah made by the Gzeres HaKasav is that we treat Chametz as if it's yours. That way we write on Ba'ilah Ba'ilah. So then the Seed is here, according to Pnei Yeshua. What does Asar Nakasav Ki'imu Hei Meshusay? It's let it be after on how your person's chayav anyway by Rav Ayimasi. Who cares? What's Asar Nakasav Ki'imu Hei Meshusay? What is the Asar Nakasav Ki'imu Hei Meshusay? What is the Gemara they're coming to end? Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's one way out. I saw one of the Svarim is a sefer, Ayala Shlucha. I don't think I've ever saw the sefer before, but it's very nice sefer, Yom Tzachim. He says what you're saying. Don't say what I would have said. He says, we all follow the kasha before I get into anything a little more complicated, right? Let's just repeat the kasha. Okay, the Yeshua says that your chayiv on chametz shall have to yechayiv by Rav Ayimasa. So the problem is the Gemara later says Shnei Devarim Einu B'Shusa Shalvadam, but also on the Chasav Kibrei B'Shusa, that there are things which are not B'Shusa Shalvadam that are really hefker, and the Torah made it like it's yours so that you should be chayiv on. In other words, the Gemara is saying it will be hefker, you'd be potter. Asar Nachasav Kibrei B'Shusa, therefore you're chayiv. So the kasha is, what do you need Asar Nachasav Kibrei B'Shusa for? To be chayiv on hefki yechayiv also. Let's what do you mean a son of chas of kibul hein b'shusay? The Torah made it as if you own it. You know, if I don't own it, it's hefker, and I'll be chayiv on hefker anyway. So there are two ways to avoid the question. One is the easy one, which I was going to say, and one is the complicated one, I think, which are the other needs. Let me start with the easy one. And then get something, right? I don't understand the kasha. If I understand the Yeshua correctly, the Yeshua is only saying that if you have chametz shel hefker in your house, you are chayiv even though it's hefker. If you have chametz shel hefker in the street, you're not chayiv on that. Chametz shel hefker in somebody else's house in the woods, I'm not chayiv on chametz shel hefker that's in the woods. Right? What about my chametz? Let's say I have my own chametz, and I put a box of my own chametz out in the street. I wasn't after it. I put it out in the woods, in a safe place. And I went there behind the tree, and I put a box of chametz. I wasn't after it. So is that chametz? Is the person put up your chayim? Of course, your chayim. If you own chametz, your chayim, even if it's not in your property. So what's the problem with the Gemara? In your house, it's true. Even if it's hefker, they sure would be right. Yechayim. The Gemara is saying, by chametz, your chametz, even if it's not in your house, even if you put it someplace else, and really, it becomes Yisurei Hanah, so it's not yours, how you are either. Well, Yisurei Hanah, you don't have only Shabbat. Asan HaKasav, Kilo Eim Reshusay. The Torah made it as if it is yours. As if it's yours. And Yechayim, it's a Bayou HaBayim Asa. Seems like a very simple terrace for the Makar Chaim's Kasher. It comes out, basically, like the Pnei Yeshua, there are two dinim of chametz. One din of chametz in your property, and there even if it's Hefka Yechayim. And there's one din of chametz that you own, which is not in your property, and there Yechayim because Asan HaKasav Kiva and Rishusay. No, that's a very lot of pshat. There's another pshat, which I'm not sure if that's what you meant, but the other pshat is, Pnei Yeshua said on Hefker, that's in your Rishus, if you have Hefker in your Rishus, you're Chayiv on it. Why are you Chayiv on it? Because when you have Hefker in your Rishus, you're the one, because you could be Zeichen. In any case where a person could be Zeichen, the Chamit, even if you weren't Zeichen it, you're Chayiv. How could you be Zeichen it? Yisurei Hanah. That's Gufa because Asana Kasakil and Rishusai. Otherwise, even Hefker in your house, there'd be no way that you could be Zeichen. All Pnei Yeshua is that you're Chayiv because you could be Zeichen. If you couldn't be Zeichen, then there would be no there would be no Chayiv on Hefker in Yerushal. Now that's good for the reason that you, why you're Chayiv on Hefker in Yerushal? Because that's all that Pnei Yeshua said, because it's possible to be Zeichen. But the main Nakuda to walk away with is this Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is, that's the first Mahalach in our Gemara. Pnei Yeshua is saying in Rashi, not necessarily saying other Yishayim agree, but he's saying in Rashi, that Chametz shall hefker, that in your Yeshua the person is ever by Rabbi Yonos. That's the first Mahalach in this Gemara. The second Mahalach in the Gemara is even a bigger Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chana, the Chiddush of Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana says that there's a Shitas Hagra. I don't know where the Gra is inside. So the Rabbi Chana quotes it without a Maramakim. He says this Gemara comes out good like the Gra Shita. The Gra Shita is that Yechayiv on Bal Yoyah Bal Yimatzei even on another Yid's Chametz that's in Yerushas. Well, not only on Hefker, which they should have Hefker Chametz Yerushas. Even if it's another Yid's Chametz, if it's in your Yerushas, you're also either on Bal Yoyah Bal Yimatzei. Trying to finish. Here, it's not me, somebody else's. And the Torah says, lay your all l'chachaneh. And you're chayiv on someone else's chametz, which is your property. Even if you are not mekabel achrayim. If you're mekabel achrayim, it's because that'll be a Gemara later. He seems to say, even if you are mekabel achrayim, the master left chametz in your house, you're chayiv on your all by the basis of the Gemara Baba Kama, that's not okay. It says all Jews have a chiyuv of beer of any chametz of another Jew. This shita sounds too, I say wild, but sounds, the word proper word is, sounds too mechudish to be dealt with. I mean, here you have Pnei Yeshua and the Nesivis arguing, the chametz shall hefker in Yerushas, Yadavai Rabbi Yimata. And here he comes with the shita sagra, we have to be mevara where the gra shita is, we have to get to the sugya of Shalchai HaTereyah, HaTereyah Shalchai. But this sounds like a pelvic achidish. And on other Yid's chametz, am I with Shus? Am I even by Rabbi? Okay. What? What? I want to be Zeichen chametz. Who wants to be Zeichen chametz? You see, that's true. If you're Zeichen, then it's your chametz. You see, Rabbi Chana is not saying, since you're Zeichen, it becomes your chametz. He says that you're hiring someone else's son as your shoes. Who says that I'm being safe in it? Yeah, it could be even if I wasn't. But that's from Shahadkar. You don't forget about Hamishal Hefker. One thing to say Hamishal Hefker, another thing to say somebody else's son is. To say Rabbi Chanan means that it becomes Hefker. No, it could be worse. Hamishal Hefker, I have a right to be Zayachim. Someone else is saying, so I have no right to be Zayachim to someone else. I can't be Zayachim to someone else. No? Ask him? Alright. Alright, this is a very, I like, it's a very big Kiddush. Maybe we'll see more about it when we get to the Kiddush after Raisha Lacharim. But for fun, and it's, Bachanan brings it down, and, it's a Kavachayim, and a Krakayim argument this year. You're right. The problem of Bachanan is that according to this, like Rashi, they should both have to do the Kiddush. So, doesn't fit that well into Lashon HaGemara. Doesn't fit well into Lashon HaRash either. Rashi
says
what you're saying is true. Alright, the third Mahalach is built on that Lashon HaRash. There's a third Mahalach which I saw in three places, Rav Shach, that he has been Parakbeit Halacha Gimel in the Tzar Shmuel on HaGemara and in the Bechus Avraham on HaGemara. All three Svarim go with, I mean there's always slight differences when you have the same thing in three Svarim, but they go basically with the same Mahalach. They magged him a couple of kashas. One kasha is that Rashi uses a Lashon. Rashi, in Rashi Chayva Sadar, Rashi uses a Lashon and who do we throw the tircha of doing the deacon? Strange lashon. You and I would not have used this lashon. We would have said mitzvah zu al mi mutal. Who has the mitzvah of the deacon? Torah zu al mi mutal. Who is tircha? It's like it's a hard job. Who has to do the hard job?
Only the rabbis. So we ask them who has to deal with the
rabbis. Chiyuv zu al mi mutal. The tircha sounds like the issue is the tircha. Rashi says something.
I don't really have to do it.
I agree it's a tircha, but that's not the point. The point is, the chidah is here, and I'll meet with him. We'll go up on the chidah. Yeah. In Achinami, this will fit. Yeah, the money here, there's nothing there, they're being right in the next tomorrow or something. I guess so. The second point they make, which already is made by earlier, is why is the Gemara only has to buy about a master? Just the same you buy if you sell a house. I sell a house, I'll my crew lives like, I'll make half lives like. That's the same question. So what they say, yes. Now what they basically say is the following. Zikr is a reason to be mechayev the master and bedika, and zikr is a reason to be mechayev the seicher. There's no question. Rashi will agree that the master should have a chiyuv bedika because the bayu abayu. Rashi will agree that the seicher should have a chiyuv bedika because the maaser is living in a house with his chavetz. So each of them should have a chiyuv. The shaila is not a hilchos chametz b'kasha. The shaila is in the tircha. They both have a chiyuv bedika. As far as the agreement between a tenant and a landlord, when somebody rents an apartment, is it understood that the seicher is going to clean out the master's chavetz? Or is it understood that the seicher should tell the master, you clean out your chavetz, I'm not cleaning out chavetz. No, he's not. What is the understanding? Do we say the understanding is, since the seicher is there, he doesn't want to come across chametz to clean it? So it's as if the tenant was mekablach rais. Then we say that if the master's chametz is understood, this, every Jew gets rid of his own chametz. In other words, it's a dinei mamonit tikashayla. The question is, Amin Tayyazu Amin Mutal. Who accepts on himself this term? The Ran brings down the shame the Gainim, I think, that if at the time you rented it, the Seichel told the master told the Seichel to say, I'm not doing the Dika, I'm renting it to you on the condition. You should, no, I'm not doing the Dika, you do the Dika. The Seichel agreed. So then Kuli Alma would be Maida if the Seichel Tachrat. So if you would learn without this whole shtickle tirade, what does that mean? It means the master made the Seichel a Shliach to do his mitzvah. Why can't the Seichel change his mind? The Ran says that the master told the Seichel, you do the Dika, the Seichel has to do it. Why? On the side of the body that the master sees. If the master tells the Seichel, then there's no Ibai. Why can't the Seichel just change his mind and say, let the Seichel say, you made me a Shliach, let's say you make me a Shliach to do the Dika, and I agree. Maybe I change my mind, I can change my mind. You make someone a Shliach to do a mitzvah for you, he can change his mind. So, how could the Rav say that on the side of the Ibai, that the master seals, he tells the Seichel to do it, then it's God? Why? But according to this, it's very good. Because Zikha, the master has a chiyuv, and Zikha, the Seichel has a chiyuv. It's like a dini mabit is Zikha Shai. That's what the story in the Rambam. If they make up the Feirish one way or the other, of course it's not. The Shai was Stoma, what's understood in the rental of an apartment. That's the Gemara Zibai. So according to this explanation, first of all, it's the answer to the Lashon Torah for Amin Vuzol, Pashit. And also when you sell a house, there's no question. Gemara assumed that if you sell a house, the maker walks away from it, never to return. The zikha the buyer has to do it. The buyer is only in a landlord and a tenant, where the landlord still has a shaykhus. There's a question what's going on in their mind. By a maker, there's no question. Someone that sells a house, he walks away from his house afterwards. He has no connection to it.
You don't have to travel to the bar or not, so.
Someone who, so it depends what borrow means. If the landlord gave it to him, did a kinyan to be, to obligate himself to borrow, that'll be the same as the rent. But the tenant, the function of paying the rent is not the issue. If he just let someone live in his house, and the person can move him out whenever he wants, so that then tzichus on the master, because it's his house.
Why should I have every reason to leave?
Most people who rent apartments plan to check the house. If you think about it from a businessman's type of view, you're right. Why should any businessman take on himself something? On the other hand, if you talk about a normal firm year to rent an apartment, you say, it's a good idea. It's a most apartments. There are so many people's apartments. So it's not that he's going to do a good idea. You know, if he's renting from someone, he gets along with the person. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. In most cases, it's like the place to be. Okay, funny, people go to hotels. People go to hotels. They very soon get to hotels. If you need it, if you go to the hotel, they're the unless the mask here is the Badika. People travel from Amayas. And so many people go traveling, they go to a hotel room, a motel room, they go to Holiday Inn, but you have to do a bdika when you go in. They didn't do a bdika. The cipher has to do a bdika. The guy's room, but the guy's car is really there, he didn't defeat the sasara.
Do you
do a bracha? No, without a bracha, we don't make a bracha. When we travel, I go to my family, travel for my friends, and my boys know, the first thing we do is go into a room, we do a bdika. We check whatever there is. And one year we found chicken bones. The last tenant had been list. It wasn't promised, but at least they found something. They were excited. You know, expect to find it. You found behind the one of the lines. You don't make a mistake. But anyway, back to our this chat, Rashash chat. So Rashash and these svarim all say that this shayla is a mamonistic shayla. It's not a. It's only Rashi. Rav Dov can tell us. It's a whole discussion. It's a shaylan. Who has a chiyuv b'dika? So Rashach gains with this to explain the end of this. So here, let's finish the Gemara. Tashma, Hamaskei Bayis b'Chaveira. I'll say Hamaskei Slaim b'Zirchon. What's the Havamina here? So a lot of the question is, what's the half a mina to bring from the mezuzah? So in the Devar Shmuel, he explained the half a mina was that a mezuzah side of maksir has to make sure there's a mezuzah side of seifer. So the Gemara says, we see when the maksir and seifer both have a chiyuv, we give the seifer to do it. We make the seifer put up the mezuzah. So you see when they both have a chiyuv, we give it to the seifer. And the Gemara, no, it's not true. Pasam, I'm shashu, this is a favorite.